Ah, son. I was 16 and shit. And met in Westerhouse. You know, say marine biologist or whatever. And she was half Asian and shit. And she, I'm not gonna lie, yeah, she was a big chick. And she's fat. But she was like brolic big though. Like, she's sexy though. Like, she was like Queen Latifah in, what's that movie? Man, she was like Queen Latifah in every movie, son. Son, or whatever. So we start cuffing or whatever, and everything was good or whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? Everything was going good, son. We was fucking all the time. Cause you know, when you young, son, you fuck all the time, son. You fucking in the staircase, fucking in the back staircase and all that. So I remember one time we got fucking in my father's bed. My father beat me and then kept on fucking him. And so I remember after I had a soccer game or whatever. We played like all the motor and shit, and then we went with like to play with Al and shit, and my nigga Steve and shit out in artillery and whatever. Yo, and then after that, yo, she sucked my dick, son. Dick salty and everything. You know what she said? She said it tastes like salt and vinegar chips and shit. So whatever, so we did that or whatever. And things were going good, but then after a while, like, you ever notice, son, you start dating somebody, you start seeing them everywhere, son? You start seeing them everywhere, son. I start seeing this girl, at my gym or whatever. We even have the same gym. We didn't even go to the same school. So I don't even know why she was in my gym class, first of all. And whatever, and son, and then like I guess we had a little MySpace shit, and I was talking to somebody else, and then she talking about cheating on me and shit, and I'm like, you call that cheating? My nigga, you know what my nigga Kazim said? That nigga said it's not cheating unless somebody pregnant, and I mean anybody, even if it's your girl, son. Cause if you get somebody pregnant, son, be like mad young, son. Why are you getting people pregnant, son? You cheating yourself out of life, son. I'm dead ass, son. And I'm telling all these niggas too, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, everything happened for a reason, son. I had to mess with that bitch because it happened for a reason, son. Yeah, I know I have a girlfriend for, like, after, like, 2 years after that. Nigga was beating his dick so hard, my fucking hand smelled like a unicorn's penis. That's how soft that shit was, son. But it's cool, though, because it's like I'm telling my niggas, like, yo, it's like my nigga Steve told me, son. It's like, you gotta invest in your future, son. It's like every little move you make, son, is for the future, son. Like, yeah, son, you want a little come up, boom, boom. Son, you think I want to be washing my clothes in the sink and drying them in the microwave all the time? Nah, nigga, I got a little job, whatever, so I get my money together, so I get a fucking dryer, son. Son. And that's the truest shit ever, son, my nigga. It's the truest shit ever. Like, well, whatever. And she told me how to eat pussy, too, son. Yeah, son. The girls be like this, yo, how you learn that little blow technique? Somebody had to teach me that shit. That girl that's sucking your dick right now, how you think she got that good? Yeah. Somebody taught her, son. So all these girls talk about, I'm gonna wait till marriage. You're fucking with yourself, son. Cause I'm not gonna lie, son. You gotta get your shit used. You see how I like my girls? Like my sneakers. Used, beat up. You know what I'm saying? Under pressure. With the fucking heel curl and all that. Cause I know she been through some shit too. That's the truest shit ever, my nigga. I'm dead ass, my nigga. I'm out here, son. I'm trying to just be me, so I don't give a fuck. You taking life too serious, my nigga. Smoking.
You telling my me said them things. Me never said them things. Why you telling me said them things? This motherfucker, boy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Maker. What's a body boy?
Means you're a man among men.
Let me say in your native tongue, I'm a body boy and dutty bumbaclot. Thank you, Maxine Livingston, Miss Jamaica!